We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
307th career win for Bob Huggins at West Virginia and the 897th win in his career, and he joins us now from Fort Worth. Huggs, fair to call that a workmanlike victory?
Yeah, Tony, I mean, it is, but it's, I mean, it was a very, very physical game, I think. I think that was their plan, to make it physical. We just didn't do a very good job of running offense, and we did a poor job of guarding the ball. And we went point drop at the end again, and I think it slowed them down some. At least we were able to catch them when they drove by the first defender.
Yeah, they only had 4 turnovers in the first half, Huggs, and you got 9 turnovers from them in the second half, which allowed you to score 15 of your points. You had some success there, Huggs, really from the initial start of the game. You were double-teaming along the sidelines. That seemed to work well for you.
It did, but we didn't get out of the double-team very well, Tony, and we made the initial rotation, but we didn't make the second rotation. So we've just got to continue to get better. We've got a long stretch here in the league, which could put us in pretty good shape in the league in terms of what that's going to do to our seeding for the league tournament as well as the NCAA tournament. And then we've certainly got to get better if we plan to make a long run in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, big guy was really good in the first half, wasn't he? Derek finished up in that opening half. He had 15 points. They had no answer for him, did they?
No, they didn't, Tony. And he takes a tremendous amount of physicality just because he's so big and strong. We've got to somehow get them ISO'd a little bit more to where they're not diving down on them and being physical with them with two people rather than one.
Yeah. Really nice night for Jalen Bridges, Huggs. Really gave you a great spark. When you take a look at the sheet, and I'm sure you'll break it down there, the three-point shot tonight, you're just 5 of 21, but Jalen comes in there, and he did hit a three, finishes up 4 of 4. from the floor, and he also got you 5 rebounds. And you've been, you know, obviously you've been saying, here he comes. And last 4 games now, Hugs, he's been really good for you. Last 3 coming into this one, he was averaging 8 and 6. He goes out tonight and gets you 9 and 5. So here he comes.
Well, I think absolutely. And I think the state of West Virginia needs to be very, very proud of one of its own. Not only has he become a very good Big 12 player, he is one class human being. So West Virginians ought to be proud of that guy.
Yeah. Taz Sherman, Hugs, get you 23. Leads the team tonight. 8 of 9 at the foul line, 6 out of 15. We made the observation. He loves, we get the sense he loves going back to his home state of Texas. You get that feel as well?
I think he just loves getting on the floor. Taz loves to play. And Taz is a guy who I think is very appreciative of the opportunity to play at this level. You know, I know you know the story, but the story of him not being offered a college scholarship out of high school, going to junior college, and being the second leading scorer in junior college in the whole state of Texas, and then coming to West Virginia, and then he got hurt a little bit, and then he pulled his groin, and I think he's back to 100%, and I think you can see what he does. And it's really nice to have a guy like him when Sean has a bad day or Deuce has a bad day. And Deuce had a bad day today. He didn't shoot very well either. I think we really need a little bit of time off to get our legs back, particularly with this run that's going to happen for us here pretty soon.
Yeah. Hugs, it seemed to us that Deuce, that toe's bothering him. Would you agree?
Well, I don't know if it's the toe. I'm sure it's the toe, Tony, but also I think it's just he's played a lot of minutes. He's played a ton of minutes, and we were trying to get him a little bit of rest. I was hoping that this game we could get him a little bit of rest. We played Jordan a good bit tonight to try to get Deuce off the ball.
Hey, Hugs, when TCU, and you had said earlier, they are a team of runs. And when they got on those mini runs and they had a couple of them tonight, you went right to that point drop and really slowed them down a lot.
Yeah, we didn't the first time, Jay, but the second time we did, we made a couple adjustments and slowed them down. You know, we just really gave them another look, which I seemed to slow them down a little bit.
Well, the rebounding in this game was a +8. But one thing that I liked was you had 13 offensive rebounds and 25 defensive rebounds. That was a real key in this game, I thought.
Well, it had to be. We missed so many doggone shots, and we missed so many free throws. Mm. It had to be a key.
Yeah, well, it was. And, you know, talk a little bit about Deuce. You know, the other day I was coming out of the Coliseum, just a quick story, but I was walking across, and you know how I walk on one leg. Well, Deuce came up behind me, and he said, Jay, you want me to come with you? And I said, no, go ahead, Deuce. You can go ahead and walk in. He said, no, I'm hurting. I'll walk right with you. And he did. He just said that he has that toe that you mentioned. And he also has said he had a little pain from the surgery. So he has a couple of things that are just not helping him out right now.
No, you know, fortunately, we've got 2 days, and 2 days that probably wouldn't hurt him to take both days off. Mm-hmm. Do it through film and let him walk through things, but not really have him out there, run, jumping.
Well, finally, for me, one thing in staying on Deuce a little bit, I think he's really become an ultimate point guard for you, Hugs, because now he saw that he wasn't making shots, but he was setting up Taz. He knows where McNeil needs a shot. He knows when to get the ball inside to Derek. And these guys are all just coming together, but Deuce has really been that catalyst that has really set it up and running the team for you.
Well, he wasn't a point guard, Jay, and I think you have to – you just don't say, hey, here's the ball, be a point guard. You have to grow into it, and I think he has really grown into it.
Well, Hugs, we know you've got the trip back home this evening. You got other media to do, so we will let you go. We congratulate you on the win, and we will
16 of them,
see you on Saturday afternoon for the K-Staters.
Well, Tony, probably see you before that for a radio show, won't I?
No, we did it last night.
No, I know we did it last night, but, I mean, generally they sneak another one in on me.
Well, you let us know. We'll be there. Whatever you want, we'll take care of you. All right, buddy. Be good. Thank you.
Hey, Tony, mess this interjected. We still do have the TV show. So.
Yes, we do. Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We'll do that. I will see you then. I'll see you Thursday.
We will. All right.
All right, buddy.
See you.
Thanks a bunch.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.